Hello, brothers and sisters. This is Jonathan Ritter. It's Monday. It's Labor Day. If you guys are tracking with Louisiana, that hurricane that hit us, we're still recovering from it. Just keep us in your prayers. I came across this devotional day. I'd like to share it with you. The reading, the key passage here is Psalms 32, verse 5. This is Psalm of David. It goes like this: "And I acknowledge my sin unto thee, and my iniquity have I not hid. I said, I will confess my transgression unto the Lord, and thou forgivest the iniquity of my sin." Shalom. You know, we live in an age when sin is winked at, where God is treated as one who indulge. There's my dog going off. Soft-hearted and understanding, tolerance of those who break his commandments. People today find it difficult to believe that God hates anything, much less sin. The image many people have of him is of a rather senile old grandfather who shakes his head in amusement when his grandchildren misbehave. But I want to tell you that God has not forgotten about sin. Though some may pretend it doesn't exist, God hates sin. Why? Because he loves us. He knows the terrible devastation sin brings to us. Sin is like a deadly cancer. It bringing suffering and death in its wake. Left unforgiven, sin always sends men and women into a timeless eternity apart from God. That is hell. God hates sin because he hates what it does to us. So confess your sin today, brothers and sisters. Don't wait. Receive God's forgiveness and his restoration so you might be of use to him. Enjoy his love forever. Brothers and sisters, sin is no joke. It was a sin that he took on at the cross, the blood that was spilled in Calvary. He died for our sins, all of them. Sin creates interference. I preached his sermon on that probably 3 or 4 months ago, maybe a little bit longer. Sin creates interference. When we have unconfessed, unrepentant sin in our life, this creates interference where our prayers, when we pray, we have to repent of our sins. We have to give it out in the open because God already knows. As you're listening to this message or this devotional, guys, I want to pray if you have any unconfessed sin in your life, unrepentant sin, I ask you today, just lay it at the foot of the cross. And just not today, throughout the week and throughout the months and throughout the years, that you will do that. Sin breaks fellowship with Jesus. So keep that in mind. Love you guys. You keep us in y'all's prayers. And I hope you guys have a good week. Bye.